Today is Masech Nidud Daf Chof Aleph. Okay, I'd like to discuss some ideas. I don't have a big Yesod Chiddush, but I want to discuss a few themes that appear here on this Daf. The Daf Chof Aleph begins a new parak, the parak of Hamapeles Chaticha, a woman that has a miscarriage. Where Hamapeles is a word which means a miscarriage, which seemingly would indicate that the woman is not releasing just blood, because if it was blood, that's called a re'ia. There are certain reserved keywords for the Masechta. Re'ia refers to dam, and Hamapeles refers to an uber, to a child. But yet it says Hamapeles Chaticha, what appears to be a piece of flesh. Im yesh imo dam, if there is dam, accompanies this Chaticha, Temeya, then the woman is Temeya Mishum Nid. Now there is no Tumas Leda. There are two different types of Tumah. There's Tumas Nida, and there's Tumas Leda. Tumas Leda means a woman for Zohar is Tameh for 14 days, for 7 days. And is Tahara for 33 days. For Nekeva, she is Tameah for 14 days and Tahara for 66 days. If we can classify a child, an object that comes out of a woman's body as a child, as a Vlad, even a non-living child, a fetus, then we're dealing with an entirely different category of Tumah called Tumas Leda. If the object that comes out of the woman is not classified as a vlad, as a fetus, but as blood or something else, let's say it's not a child, but it's something else that's not, then there is potential for the woman to be a nida. And a nida has a whole different set of rules. She's there for 7 days. On Sunday she goes to the mikvah. There's no yimei tahara. And it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different set of rules. So here it says, there's one thing that is certain. There is no din here of tumas leda. That is out. And that's something I want to keep in mind when we come to in a moment. But there is no tumas leda. And the only question is there going to be tumas nida? Along comes the Mishnah. Im yesh imo dam tmeya. If there is dam tmeya, vim lam, if not tahara, if there is no dam, then she is tahora according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Emer, no such thing to tell me that a chatich that comes out of a woman is going to be tahora. Ben kach, tameya, there's nothing to talk about it. Whatever comes out of a woman's body will automatically make her tameya. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now let's go to the Gemara. I'm skipping the rest of the Mishnah. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Meshmul, there are two ways to mshan the Mishnah. Loitei, Rabbi Yehuda, elo bichaticha shel arbahas mine domin. Now we know from the previous part of the Masechta, there are different colors of blood, and only certain types of colors of blood would make a woman into a nida. There are many shades of blood, bizman hazeh, we are not bekiyim in this, and therefore, generally speaking, we're machmir, and anything which looks like blood, automatically the woman is declared a nida. But if we really knew all the shades, chachma, which has been lost from us, then there would be many situations where a woman would not be declared a nida, and she would be muteres labala. Okay, so here we're talking about the ikaradi in different shades. So when we learn the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's machmir, and he says when a chaticha comes out of the woman's body, she's tameya. That's only el b'chaticha shel arbas minei dam, and has the shade of one of these four colors. Avol shel shar minei dam. Let's say it has the different shade, the shade of the four colors of blood, which are metama. But let's say it has a color, a shade which is not from those four shades, then tahoira. So even don't be so strict. Or even Rabbi Yehuda, there are grounds for leniency. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. I disagree. Shall arba, and that's what we're going to focus on now. Shall arbas mine damim divya kol tmeya. There's nothing to talk about. If a woman has a chaticha, it's one of those four colors of blood. Everyone agrees. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon agree. Even the Rabbanon that said in the Mishnah to Hoira also agrees she's tmeya. Shall arbas mine damim divya kol tmeya. Shall shar mine damim divya kol tmeya. There's no discussion. If a chaticha has one of the four shades of dam, which is tamei, everyone agrees to that. If it has one of the other colors, everyone to hira. Loi nechleku, the only time there is a disagreement between these two opinions, ella shepila ve'ena yodas ma hipila. So here is the case that we're going to discuss. A woman has a miscarriage, a chaticha, some form of flesh or something, we don't even know what this is, and it disappears. It's gone. Gone. No, we can't find it. What do we do now? So here is the disagreement. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Zil Bosaroiv Chatichos. We follow the majority of Chatichos. The Roiv Chatichos shall Arbas Mine Damim Havin. If you go to a hospital, you go to a doctor, and they have a statistical study of women who have a miscarriage of Chatichos, and you will analyze all of the samples, you will discover statistical majority, most of the chatichos come from the four shades of blood which would make a woman into a nida, and finished, it's over for her. Rabbanan Tzavri, now here's difficult words, loy amrinon roiv chatichos shel arbas mine damin, period. The Rabbanan disagree. We don't say that rov chatichos are shel arbas mine damin. All the Rabbanan said, what do these words mean? Along comes Rashi to understand the lenient opinion of the Rabbanan. Rashi's words are, let me find the Rashi. Beloidam. Rabbanan Efshur. Loy amrinon dekosavri, the Rabban are of the opinion, ein rov chatichos shel arba mine damim. There is no rov. The loy is chazek lon hai uba. This is a pella. This is a wonder. This Gemara. The Rabbanan say that the mitzius does not exist. This is extremely rare. It is extremely rare in Shas where you have a disagreement between two groups, two opinions about the mitzias, about the reality, the statistics. The Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm telling you, if you go to a hospital, you go to a doctor, and they'll put them on the table, they'll go and we'll collect over a period of time chatichos that come from women, and you look at them, I'm telling you, the majority is 51% are from the four shades of blood which would make a woman into a nida. And the Rabbanan say, we disagree with you. We've gone to the same doctors. We've looked at the same samples. And the numbers don't match. The numbers are 40%, 49%. It's not 51%. This is extremely weird. Because generally speaking, in Shas, there never is a disagreement between two Tanoim over the reality. The disagreement is how we interpret the reality. How Halacha treats a situation. But the reality is the reality. And here, if you take the Gemara at face value, which many of the Mefarshim do, that's exactly what's going on over here. It's a unique, just kedai to dwell on this point in and of itself, a unique Gemara where they disagree between what are the statistics. The Rabbanan say, we've done a study, and the study is 40%. And Abhida says, I've done a study, and my study results in 51%. A disagreement over the mitzvahs. Okay, so this is the very simple approach to the Gemara. Now the tzav, and it doesn't appear there's room to wiggle in Rashi. Rashi is clear as day. The kosavri ein roiv chatichos shel arbas mine damim. The loy is chazik lon hai eruba. We do not have. There's no chazaka. The chazaka doesn't mean chazaka. Means it has not been established such a majority. The Gemara is pretty, it almost says this. The Gemara doesn't say exactly with such strength those words. It just says, the Rabbanan are of the opinion, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, V'roiv chatichos shel arbas mine damim, lo yamrin, we don't say, roiv chatichos shel arbas mine damim. Rashi interprets these words, lo yamrin, to mean that it doesn't exist such a reality. Now, let me just give you a little background. Background to the Shaila. I saw this idea in the Chashuk Echemet, that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, do this part very quick. I want to quote, because I want to really discuss something else related to this, but this is a very interesting idea. And he connects the Tzemach Tzedek. A Tzemach Tzedek has a different, I don't know how we can say a different chiddush on the Gemara, Runa Rashi, but he suggests a different approach to explain what the Gemara means, and the Chashuki Chemet says that the Chazon Ish says kamat the same thing. Where did the Chazon Ish say kamat the same thing? He said in relation to a case where there was a couple that came, wanted to know, they had a dilemma where they should live. There were two cities, city A and city B, and the cost of purchasing a home was equal, same price range. Both communities they wanted to live in, and they're having a hard time deciding should they buy a house in Muncie, buy a house in Cambridge. Just joke, but where should they buy their house? Whatever, two different communities. And in investigating the two communities, they discovered that in one community, the statistics are that people live to the age of 82. The average age of a death is 82. And the other community, the average age of life is 75. So the question is, interesting, what's going on? And as far as they know, these are very healthy, vibrant communities. There's no health issue. There's no contamination, and they don't live near any nuclear facility or anything like that. There's nothing that would explain. Just like, okay, that's how it is. So they ask the Chazon Ish, or that's what he brings. Is there something to this that we should go after? Place where they live until 82 years. So, Gobas Aroy, where will they live? So, the Chazon Ish, so, okay, it's not clear the answer, but the Chaz is you have to really know the Metzius. Maybe there is something to it. Maybe there is a reason. You have to look into it. But if you really look into it and it cannot be determined, there's no pattern. People who die at 82 years old, there's no pattern why they're dying. Everyone dies from natural causes for all totally different reasons, which absolutely, according to the biggest scientists, have nothing to do with each other. Just a mazel, that's what it is. There's no such thing as rov. This is the yisod. It's very interesting. So we had this yisod, we said something almost very similar when we dealt with chazaka. It's come out the same yisod. That's the same idea. There's no din of rov when you're dealing with things that happen by chance. When you want to determine a halacha based upon a majority, there has to be a reason for the majority. Something which is a freak accident, or it's attributed to something which is a chance, a mikra. There's a mikra and a siba. That's the terminology. It's very hard to define the difference between a mikra and a siba. These are two very abstract terms. There's a mikra, a chance, external factors, siba, internal factors. There's no din rov by a mikra. People died, 82 years old. Why do they die? All different reasons. There's no cause that if you live in this neighborhood, there's a certain type of, the air is different. It's a higher climate, a lower climate. You live near certain factories, there's pollution. That would be a siba. That would be an internal cause. Yes, you have an obligation to shvart es nafsho seichem, ushvart es nafsho seichem. It's abstract. It's very hard. He doesn't come with a clear.
And then not necessarily what? A provable cause.
Exactly. That's why he doesn't really come out l'maskan with an answer. It's all at least not where I've seen secondhand source. It's very abstract. It's very abstract. It's very hard to understand this. I just want to bring out this abstract point because we had the same thing before and it's very similar. If it's something which is external, the rules of rov do not apply. You don't follow the majority. Where it's a siba, there is a cause. Sometimes this causes something to happen, and sometimes it does not. But the majority, it does. 51%. It's not 90%, not 100%, it's only the majority. You could have the same exact condition. The conditions can be exactly the same. Everything is in place, but it won't happen. So am I allowed to do it? Because it's not necessarily going to happen. Maybe it will happen. If there's a majority. If most of the times that you set up these conditions, the conditions are right, the environment is right, and this will happen, you have to take that into consideration. You have to follow the rov. But where there's something which happens not because of any condition, just because of some freak accident, and you want to go take some statistical analysis, you want to go and do a study and collect data, and wow, look what you have. You go over here, it's 82, the people live until 82, and here until 75, and it's due to totally external. So if I'll go over here, I'll be part of a group study of 82%. So if I go here, I'm putting myself in sakana because it's 75. No, that's not called the rov. That's absurd. That's a, so he wants to semach tzedek beif. He says that's shan the gemara. How could it be that the machlokes between the rabbi and Yehuda argue about roiv chatichos? We have chatichos. We have pieces of flesh which come out of a woman's body. And the question is, are these roiv chatichos, is it dam nida or is it not dam nida? Does it have a din of blood or not? So the machlok is from the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, yes, most of these chatichos have the color of blood, which is dam nida. The male, which is a nida. According to the Rabbanon, no, we have done our own study and the numbers don't add up. It's only 40%, not 51%. That's one mahalach. But the Tzemach says it's not the pshat. The pshat is, or at least the now pshat, a different pshat. A chaticha is a freak thing. It's not normal. What's a chaticha? A woman doesn't have miscarriages of chatichos. A woman has either healthy children or there are miscarriages which have the tzura of a vlad, which also bring tumas leida. And then there are times when it's just dam. There's dam, all different types of dam. A chaticha, okay, again, it's very hard to define, is begeder mikra. It's a mikra. It's a chance, freak, external occurrence. And it can happen for different reasons. It can happen because she wasn't feeling it. It can happen because of this and because of that. She ate something, she did something. It's not normal. You can't create a situation where you create the conditions that now we're going to have chatichos, and now we'll study the color of the chatichos. The whole occurrence of a chaticha is a mikra. So even though you will make a statistical analysis of all of the chatichos, you'll go and you'll collect samples of chatichos from all over the world, and you'll discover that from all the chatichos all over the world, you'll find that 60% of the chatichos have the color of blood, which would make the woman into a nida. So what? So what? That's like saying, should I go live in a community where they live until 82 years old, or shall I live in a community where they live until 75 years old? Just because they live until 75 years old, so what? That has no relevance on how long you're going to live. You're a different person. So what? So you made a statistical analysis in this community lives 75. So what? Here, 82 years old. A chaticha now comes into this world. A woman was mapelas a chaticha. And the chaticha disappeared. So now we have to know what to do. So we're going to take a statistical analysis. In the world, we know, we've taken samples, 60% of chatichos have the color of dam that would make a woman into a nida, and that's a roiv, and that's roiv. We have to determine that's what this chaticha is going to be, and male, the woman is a nida. The rabbanan say, you know, we agree with you. The numbers are 60%, but it's irrelevant.
Because
it's a mikra, it's not a siba. Now, it's still very difficult because to really try to put in words and define scientifically what is called a nick or what is called a SIBA. Yeah.
Because each person is an independent event.
Right.
So
you can't group them together in an analysis, a statistical analysis. But it's hard because that's what really what Rov is. What is Rov? Rov is a statistical analysis. It's a very fine line. It's a hard sell. But it's interesting. I don't want to bring out this. I'm not telling you over here a major league chidush. I want to bring out this idea that there's something called rov, and a rov is al halach. We have a rov. We have a shulchan aruch. We have achrei rav lahatos, and we have here a very interesting gemara. We have machlokes between the rabbanim, and in machlokes we have what appears to be a machlokes in mitzias. That's what Rashi says, and that's a wonder. That's a wonder to say such a thing, a machlokes in mitzias. You never want to do that in Shas. You never want to make a machlokes between two tanoim and mitzias because there's only one mitzias. The question is how halacha treats a mitzias. That's where you have a disagreement in the board. But here there appears to be that Tzemach says, no, this is a machlokes in mitzias. You have to know that in rov, there's two types of rov. There's rov midin siba, a cause, an internal cause, and there's rov midin mikra. how you define that, that's very complicated. But you have to say that that's what the machlekes here is between Rabbi Yehuda and this thing of a woman having a miscarriage of chatichas. We get the roiv of mikra, and roiv of mikra we don't take into consideration the majority. Yeah,
it's like the distinction between correlation and causality.
Yeah, but so what is correlation and causality? How do you define those terms with regard to a woman? Every single
correlation is a statistical statement.
Every single case of rov you have, you can dray like this and like this, and you can say, is it a mikra or is it a siba? It's common, but this is the framework, the abstract framework for dealing with this very interesting idea. Now, one other interesting idea I want to point out is this tesis. Now, this Gemara touches upon a major, major leak sugi of Masechta Nida. Now, let me read you the tesis. What's the maskana here? The maskana here, the Gemara is, according to the Rabban, we have a woman, she had a miscarriage of a chaticha, and we do not know if the chaticha, the chaticha is gone, disappeared. What do we do? Rabbi Yehuda says, Roiv, we follow Roiv, Mimela, she's Tanea. The Rabbanan say Tahoira, 100% clean. You know why? Because we don't follow Roiv. There is no Roiv. Like we learn, either there is Mitzias, there is no Roiv, or even if Mitzias is no Roiv, even if there is a Roiv in Mitzias, it's Tzedach Tzedak, it's a Roiv Midin, Mikra Namidin Siba. Along comes Toysis and Issachash. Okay, fine. We'll play nice. There's no Roiv. Fine. But there's a Sofik. What is a Sofik? A Sofik is even 1%. Even a half a percent is called a Sofik. I don't know the exact parameters of it. But L'chaira, even 1%, 1 in 100 is a Sofik. There's Roiv. There's no Roiv. We can leave. We have a Halacha. The halacha is a woman. Let's discuss the case of a woman. A woman was locked up. Was warned not to talk or be isolated with another man. She's a married woman. She's not allowed to have yichud with another man. An eishes ish may not have yichud. Husband says, "My wife, I warn you, darling. I warn you. Do not talk to so and so. Do not lock yourself up in the same room with so-and-so. It's not in your best interest." And she does not listen. And she locks up herself in a room with another man. So what is the law? She is called a sota. And now, what happened in that room? We don't know. We have no idea. We don't know what happened in that room. Maybe she had a forbidden relationship. She had forbidden relations. Or maybe nothing happened in that room. What are the chances? You can't even define chances. 1%, 10%. It's irrelevant. It's a suffix. What does the Torah say? We don't know. It's a 1% chance. Tanea. She is declared, Zuntait, she is declared to be a woman who is Tanea. We assume the worst. She is forbidden to return to her husband unless she goes through the process of sota, taken to the Beis Midrash and be given to drink the Mayim Hamarim. That's why today, the very important halachas, man should not warn his wife too much. Man should be very careful not to threaten his wife if he sees that his wife is not behaving appropriately. You should never, because 99% anyway, nothing's going to happen anyway. Just games. They're playing games with each other, and nothing's going to happen. But if he warns her, and she has yichud, even though the chance that something really happened there is very almost not going to happen, doesn't matter. Halacha has a set of rules. The man warns his wife when she goes into a room and has yichud in front of two witnesses, she's in trouble. He's in trouble. He can no longer. And today there's no meisaita to rectify the situation. So the rabban say are very careful to advise husbands. The less you say is better. don't put yourself. Don't. Especially here, because here you're putting your whole marriage in halachic jeopardy. Not just all the psychologists and the shalom bayis professionals are not going to be able to solve the halachic problem that you put a person puts himself in. Even though obviously there's really no issue. 99.99% of the cases there really is no real issue. Okay, that's a different point. But any event, the problem over here is, so we have halacha. A woman is in locked up in a room. So the Torah says she's tameh. Now this is only because she had yichud. She is all alone. She is in private courts. And here we learn, safek tumah Rishus Hayachid, Tameya. But let's say she only in a Rishus Hayachid, but let's say it's in a public place, then anytime we have a Safek Tumah, it's Tar. L'mayinah, what is the, how do we extrapolate this halacha, the simple case? There's a Sheretz, there's a dead rodent, one of the eight Sheretzim, which is an Avah Tumah, and a person has passed the rodent, and it's very possible that he brushed up against this dead sheretz as he was walking, but he doesn't know. Maybe yes, maybe not. Did he touch it? Did he not touch? So what's the rule? If this situation, this suffix occurred in a private quarters, in an enclosed area, suffix tumah b'rishus sayachid, tameya, seka tameh. If it occurred in a public place, even two, three people were there, seka tahar. So here's now this is a fundamental question that's discussed in the beginning of the Mishnah. It's the first sugya Masechta Nidah. This is a major, major sugya, very difficult, elaborate sugya. First sugya is always the most difficult sugya, it's the most discussed. Is we learn in the beginning of Masechta, a woman who sees blood. All of a sudden she does an examination, and on the cloth, the examination cloth, there's blood. What's the, so she's right. So look, Mikanul Haba, she's a Nida. But when did the blood, when was the blood there? Maybe the blood was already there yesterday, 24 hours. Maybe it was there. The last time she did an examination was 3 days ago. How long was the blood in her body? Well, Lamai Nafkamina, well, all the Lamai Nafkamina, let's say she was with her husband. She chayed, the whole question, she chayed to the carbon, carbon, chad. But let's say she touched Taharis, she touched Truma. Is the Truma Tzmeh, what she touched yesterday, 2 days ago, 2 days ago. So that's a three-way machlekes. Beshamai, Beshillel, you go back Lamafreya, you go Mikan Lahaba, Daya Shaita, you just go Mikan Lahaba, you go back 24 hours, three different opinions. Either you go all the way back to the last examination, or you stay Mikan Lahaba, or you go back 24 hours. Along comes Tysus and says, what's the problem? A woman is a private person. Where this event occurred, the blood was found was in her body. Her body is certainly the status of a Rishus Hayochid. Certainly. It's private as it gets. The inside of a person's body. So, Safek Tomo B'Rishus Hayochid Sveikoi Tome. So, what's the Shaila? Why does the Gemara have all these discussions? We don't know. Did it happen yesterday? Did it happen 2 days ago? Did it happen 24 hours ago? You have to be Machmir. You have to be machmir because Saita, we learn Saita, Safik, Tumber, Shus, Sayachit, Sveikoi, Tame.
That's a very liberal definition of Rishus Sayachit.
Okay, but this Tais is Kash. Everyone is busy with this question. This is a fundamental, fundamental question. Why are we generally so lenient? Generally, we're extremely lenient. Oh, Safik, it happened now, didn't happen, whatever. We always find excuses. Safik Tumber Shus Hayachet Sveikoi Tame. This is Tais Kasha on that base on the Aleph, the very name of Masechta. And in Tais, they give two answers, and if you look in the Farsha, there are probably 100 answers, and there are spin offs of all these different answers, and the details, and it's very lovely. But Tais is there, it's very simple, and he says, the laws of Sota do not apply to the case of Anida. Don't even get involved. The case of Sota is the case of Sota is only learned from a Sota to teach us the laws of Tumas Maga. Tumas Maga means, I'm talking very abstract terms, is we have a Sofik, did the woman do an Avera? We treat the woman as a Sofik, as Tameh, so that her husband, with regard to what? So that her husband is not allowed to be with her. We only can extrapolate to cases that are exactly similar to that. If did an object touch the laws of Sota, we have a question, we have a dead sheretz in the street. The sheretz is definitely an avatama. Definitely. Definitely an avatama. The question is, did an object which is tohar touch? Tumas maga. Did it touch the dead sheretz? Without going into the details, I don't even know the details, but that's what Tosafot says. The laws, this tradition that we learn from the laws of Sota, we learn this concept called Safek Tumber Shus Hayachid, is exclusive to the concept of Tumas Maga, touch. You have an object that's Tameh, you have an object that once was Tahar, Did the object that is taught touch the object that is tummy? Did it touch it? Did it touch it? Yes or no? So then we say, Safek tumer shus hayochid tame. A woman, what's her safek? Her safek is more fundamental. Did I release blood? It's not a question I touch. I'm tohar, did I touch? Did I release re'iyah? It's not a matter of maga, of touching. It's a matter of being a source of tumer. Different worlds. It's just what we need is not math. This is what Tois categorically says in very powerful words on that base. The laws of Sota have laws of Nida have nothing to do with the concept of Safik Tumah Bereshus Hayachid. Safik Tumah Bereshus Hayachid is a din of Maga. Abstract terms touching. A woman is a din of Re'iya. Did she see blood? Was blood released from her body? Abstract terms. Okay. He completely dismissed it. And he dismissed this again on that Yud Zayin Amid Beis. He also dismissed this one. All of a sudden, it's a very good kasha. I'm not going to give the answer, we're running out of time. All of a sudden, that Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, our daf today, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Taisa says, what has a chaticha comes out of her body? Shaila is she? No, there's no Tumas Leida here. Tumas Nida. Is it the color of a Dam Nida, right? Dam Nida. Nida means a Re'iyah. So Rabbanan say Tohar, like Rashi. There's no statistical majority. There's no Rov. Taisa says, okay, there's no Rov, but it's a Sofik. It's a Sofik. If it's a Sofik, Sofik Tumah Bereshus Hayachid Tame. I read you the words. Rabbanan Savri Leir Muinin Rav Chadil. Tema. The name. Okay, so it's not a Rov. Dave at least palga, meaning there's still a suffix, it's 50, it's not a majority, but it's still maybe. Viehei, vadai, tamei, according to the Rabbanon, birshus hayochid. What happened to Tosfos? He forgot his whole Tosfos, that Beis of an Aleph, and that Yud Zayin, where he the first sugi of the Masechta, where we completely reject, get Sota out of here. It has nothing to do with Masechta. The whole Masechta Nida is Sekas. That's what it's all about. Sekas, Sekas, Sekas. So you talk about Sekas, you have to talk about Sekas, Sota, Savitam, this is the fundamentals. So the first thing, the whole Masechta, everyone right away says, hey, get it out of here, nothing to do with it, nothing to do with anything of Masechta Nida, because there it's Naga here, it's here. All of a sudden, he starts talking about Safek Tumah Bereshus Hayochid. Now, what even so interesting is because you know who has this kasha? The Ran is the kasha, and the Ramban is the same kasha. But when they ask the kasha, they don't say like Tosfos should vadai tameh. They say, just fun, there's no rov. Okay, there's no rov. But should be Safek, should be tameh me Safek. Not me din vadai. Safek Tumah Bereshus Hayochid is tameh vadai. But so they ask the kasha, very good, this woman has a chaticha, we don't have a majority. Okay, there's no majority. She's not Sufik Tameh Mi Vadai, but she should be Tameh Mi Sufik. That's the Ramban's kasha, and that's the Ran's kasha. So that's a very good kasha. Why are the Rabbanan so lenient? Just because it's not a majority, so but it's still a Sufik, so she's Tameh Mi Sufik. They right away don't ask the kasha like, because they right away know you can't go compare this to the case of Sota, because Sota has nothing to do with this. They ask a very similar question. Something, but Tosfos, not like the Ramban, not like the Ran, ask the question in a much greater way, and they say it should be like a Sota, and a Sota is Tomei, even a 1%. Vadai! What happened to Tosfos? You see from the Ran and the Ramban, they were sensitive to the question on that base, and they were very careful how to word the question, and yeah, well, Tosfos, all of a sudden, forgets everything. What's going on? So you learn from that. What we have to say is, okay, I don't know if this is correct, okay, but obviously there's something going on over here. And we have to say something along these lines is, there's a fundamental difference between dam and chaticha. There are two types of tumah. There's tumas leida, where a woman gives birth. Tumas leida is a world to itself. Then there's tumas nida, ri'iyah, blood. That's a world to itself. And now we have here something new. We have something called the Chaticha. Tois himself says, the Kosov Rabbi Yehuda Dam Nidos, it's Dam Nida, the Nikrash. A Chaticha is blood, which is congealed. Congealed. The Nasi Chaticha, Kedama Rabbi Kamal, the Mapelis Midog Rabbam Savri, The Rabbanan say, here's where he's giving away the secret tesis, the previous tesis. A chaticha is not dam. It's not blood. But it's not an ubar. It's a new category. The Rabbanan Savri, mikor megadel chaticha v'loy dam nidosu. Unbelievable. Tais is already giving the answer. Because a chaticha, he says it explicitly, is according to the Rabbanan, it's not blood. But it's not an ubar. Because if it was an ubar, there would be Yimei Tahara, there would be different types of tumah, a whole different rules of tumah apply to Uda. But what is it then? It's somewhere in the middle. And since Tosis comes along and says that there's a possibility to connect, to compare this to the case of a sota, obviously the rules of dam of Leda, of Mapeles, and of Chaticha is not midin Riyah, it touches upon the rules of Tumas Maga. When a child comes out of the womb, let's say it's a clean lady, there's no blood, no blood whatsoever. Is a woman Tameya? Such a thing could happen. The Gemara talks about this. A woman gives birth, there's no blood whatsoever. Is she Tumas? Yes. Why? You see that it's not midin, it's not because of the blood. The Tumas Leda is not special type of Leda blood, which gives her sets of rules. It's the Uber itself. Uber, human being. The human being is not Tomei. What does the human being do? It must be that it's something of Maga. The human being came from inside the Makar, inside the Cheder. And the Cheder is a source of Tumah. And the child has made contact. And that contact now has made contact with the woman. Leda works with the principle of touching, not with the principle of blood. The blood itself is its own source of tumah. And now when you say that a chaticha borrows from that concept, it's also a din of maga. Once you come into the world of maga, now you come into the world of sota. So all I want to really point out, I'm not giving anything that's concrete, but I want to point out is the major sugya Yishlom Masechta Nida, that why is the subject of Nida not comparable to the case of Saita? Teretz is, there are many answers. One answer is Saita is Tumas Maga. This is Tumas Ri'iyah. We come across a new sugi here, sugi of Chaticha. Ramban and Rana are very careful to say there's no Sota. This is nothing to do with Sota. Tosfos ignores the whole. It is Saita. Obviously, why is it Sota? Tosfos himself, because it's not Dan. It's something from the Makar, which borders upon the idea of Tumas Leda. And Leda has a different set of rules. Like the rules are different than Ria. And therefore, it borders upon the concept of Maga. And that's why we can apply and compare this to the case of a Sota. And these are three different types of Tumah. Tumas Leda, Tumas Ria, and something in the middle called Tumas Chaticha, which the Machlokes Rishonim how to view. According to the Rabban, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chaticha itself is Dam. So you don't get involved. But according to Rabban, it's not Dam. What is it? Machlokes Rishonim. Is it Doimet Leda? Is it Doimet Dam? And also not to forget about the idea of the Siba and the Mikra in the Shita of Rashi.